What would you consider to be your greatest need today? Perhaps for the financial situation of our country to improve. Perhaps to get good weather so that you might have a holiday. Perhaps for those leaving school or those unemployed is to get a job. Perhaps for those who have health problems or a member of the family who are waiting for treatment or waiting for the results of tests, it is just to get it all sorted out and get it behind you. Perhaps for our country, you're saying that the shops are really struggling. Shops are closing everywhere, and people are being made redundant. Perhaps you're saying that our hospitals and our schools are in urgent need of finance and attention. Something needs to be done about the A&E. Something needs to be done about our schools that are closing. And so as we look around us, we see many needs, both personal and in our country. And that those needs are great and those needs cause much anxiety and cause many sleepless nights. Today I want us to think about someone who had a great need and how that need was met. And perhaps there's someone here today can identify with a similar, but not the same, but a similar need. And your need can also be met. If we turn to this passage that we've just read in Luke's Gospel, we are reminded of great things that Jesus has done. We read in these verses an account of one of our Lord's miracles, and we see how a man's greatest need was met. So first of all, Bartimaeus saw that his greatest need was to meet Jesus. Bartimaeus saw that his greatest need was to meet Jesus. We are told that as Jesus went out to Jericho, a blind man named Bartimaeus was sitting by the wayside begging, and when he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Bartimaeus was blind, but the eyes of his understanding were open. He saw things which Annas and Caiaphas and many other learned and educated people, including the scribes and the Pharisees, never saw at all. Bartimaeus had witnessed none of our Lord's mighty miracles. He did not see lepers healed with a touch, or people raised from dead with a word. His blindness prevented him from witnessing these things. But he had heard the reports of our Lord's mighty works, and hearing, he had believed. He was satisfied and he was convinced from mere hearsay that the one for whom such wonderful things were reported must be the promised Messiah, must be the one who could help him, must be the one that he was in contact with. And so when Jesus was passing by, he cried, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And you know, we too are not allowed to see Jesus with our bodily eyes, but we have heard about him. We have heard the reports of his power and his grace. We have heard of his willingness to save and to keep and help those in need. Yes, these things have never changed. We have heard testimonies of how Christ has changed lives. We heard what Christ has done in the lives of other people. And the scripture puts it so clearly. He is able to make us a new creation. And how true that is time and time again. What a wonder, tremendous message it was to Bartimaeus to be told, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Yes, Jesus, the friend of sinners. Yes, the one whose voice had power. Yes, the one who had healed the lepers and one who on many occasions had opened the eyes of the blind. Bartimaeus had heard the name. And I'm sure he said in his heart, "He is the one who can do something for me. He is the one that I must meet." Bartimaeus felt his need. You know, the trouble with many people today is that they do not feel their need. They are content and they are self-satisfied just as they are. They have no sense of their true condition before God. Bartimaeus felt his need. He had suffered for years. He was earnest in his cry, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He recognized the fact that Jesus was truly the promised Messiah. That is why what was involved in that expression, "Son of David." For centuries, the people had waited for the coming of the promised Son of David, who would bring everlasting blessing to them. Bartimaeus had heard enough about Jesus to be convinced in his own soul that he was the promised one. That is the real faith based on the Word of God. The necessities of life required that this blind man earned a living somehow. And therefore he became known as the beggar who sat at the gate of the city. And when people were thronged the streets on market days, he begged for money. And no doubt whenever the streets were quiet and empty, he leaned his back against the wall and he would consider all the things that he had heard from passers-by. He would have heard the reports of a carpenter's son having the power to heal the sick and give sight to the blind. It is not possible to decide how much time had elapsed, but he came to realize that above all that he needed to meet this man. Some people, no doubt, would have argued, saying what he needs is a wealthy person whose generosity would make begging unnecessary. Others would have said, let him beg as long as he is able, and then when he's no longer able to beg, someone provide a home for him. But Bartimaeus would have answered, no, I need to meet Jesus, for he alone can solve my problem. I wonder, have we ever felt our need? No matter who you are, no matter whether you're at school or university or working, whether you're young or middle-aged or old, have you ever seen that your greatest need is to meet Jesus? If we are happy the way we are with life, then we'll not see the need for anything, and especially not the need for our lives being touched spiritually. We will never call on Jesus. That was Bartimaeus' greatest need, and that is still the greatest need today. It doesn't matter whether we're educated or uneducated. It doesn't matter whether we're rich or poor. Our greatest need is to meet Jesus. Whenever we have sickness in the body, our greatest need is to go to the doctor. Whenever we have financial difficulties or something, our greatest need is to go to a solicitor or wherever. And whenever we have a spiritual need, our greatest need is to meet Jesus. But the sad thing is that many people do not realize that. Why then not sit down and consider your position today? Do you have a spiritual need? Yes, then Jesus can meet that need. Bartimaeus saw that his greatest need was to meet Jesus. But then secondly, he saw that his greatest opportunity had come. Suddenly one day Bartimaeus heard a commotion going on. And when he asked what it meant, he was told, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Probably he had often considered how best he could meet this healer. But it was extremely difficult for him to get anyone to volunteer to escort him or to take him to such a journey. Then quite suddenly and unexpectedly, it came to pass. Jesus was in the street. Jesus was near. The opportunity to seek assistance had come. The unfortunate man could not see the people by whom he was surrounded. Neither could he see the sky above. But he did see that his moment had presented the most wonderful opportunity of his lifetime. He cries, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. What the blind man did on behalf of his physical ailment is surely our bounded duty to do on behalf of our spiritual problems. Our need is far greater than his. Yes, the disease of sin is more grievous than the way of the loss of sight. The tongue that can cry out for the needs of the body can surely cry out for the needs of the soul. Let us start crying out to Jesus. Let us cry to him for mercy and allow nothing to stop us crying out. Bartimaeus' cry for help announced the thrilling fact that he intended to take advantage of this priceless chance to see. We must remember that before the Lord Jesus returned to heaven, he commissioned his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And with that promise he said, "Lo, I am with you always." If that promise be true, then the Lord cannot be far from any who meet in his name. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. And so he is present now. And if that be the case, then our greatest opportunity is here. Are we too blind to see it? Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. This was obviously the first time that Jesus passed this way. And Bartimaeus immediately took the opportunity of meeting him. But you know, we cannot say that here today. For we have been presented with the gospel. We have been presented with Jesus on many, many occasions in this congregation and other places. Can you imagine what it would be like to live somewhere and never be told the wonderful stories of Jesus Christ and what he is able to do? I will never forget some years ago when I was working in Nigeria, going to preach in a village. And just before I spoke, my interpreter said to me, "There are people here who have never once heard the gospel message." You see, they'd heard that a white man had come to their village. And out of sheer curiosity, here they come flocking to this little mud church with a thatched roof. And just as I was about to present the gospel, I was told that there are many here who had never once heard the gospel message. Tell me, where would you begin? What a challenge to any preacher. But you know, how many times have we heard? How many times have we been told how Jesus can cleanse us from sin? How many times have we heard those verses? "If I confess my sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." What a wonderful promise. What a wonderful experience. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Are we going to call out for his help? Ah, yes. Don't let this opportunity go past. It may never come again. Jesus passing this way, do you see your need? Are you aware of the fact that he can meet that need? Bartimaeus saw that his greatest need was to meet Jesus. He saw that his greatest opportunity had come. But then thirdly, saw that if this opportunity were lost, he might not get another. If this opportunity were lost, he might not get another. When the crowd announced with his shouting and told them to be quiet, he shouted all the more. The people had said, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." What does that mean? That means he was on the move. That means within minutes he was out of range. If the beggar were to get the Lord's attention, it had to be now. For if he missed this opportunity, he may never get another one. And of course that was true. For Jesus Christ was on his way to Jerusalem for the last time. Never again would the carpenter pass through Jericho. Jesus was on his way to the cross. He would never again come through Jericho. It was all very well for the crowd to tell this beggar man to be quiet, but he just could not do that. It was now or never. And raising his voice again, he begged for mercy. Someday, we will be presented with the final opportunity for the Son of Man to meet that urgent need. As I said to the boys and girls earlier, the Word of God says, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Have you ever thought that sometime, even perhaps today, he will pass your way for the final time? To miss that golden opportunity is to remain in the dark forever. Bartimaeus was not to be stopped. If others did not know the misery of blindness he did, if others did not think it worthwhile to take such trouble in order to obtain relief, he at any rate knew better. He did not care about the rebukes and the unfeeling of bystanders. He did not heed the ridicule of those around him. He shouted all the more. And so shouting obtained his heart's desire and received his sight. And you know, daily we meet people who have a great enthusiasm to make money. They have a great enthusiasm for sport. A few years ago, as you know, I was living down near Dungannon. And Tyrone won the Maguire Cup. And so the Maguire Cup was coming up from Monaghan, through Auchnacloy, through Ballygally, and all that area. The whole place was chock-a-block. Buses, cars, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people to welcome the Maguire Cup. Great enthusiasm, great excitement. What about the Olympic Games? Great enthusiasm, great excitement over these things. People have a great passion for many things, but they have no passion, they have no enthusiasm for the things of God. Work, sport, and pleasure have a more important place in their lives. But what was important to Bartimaeus at this time was to receive his sight. Let us all have a desire to be saved and take note of what Bartimaeus did. Like him, we must be careful of what we do. There will always be people who will tell us that we're too long, too soon, or we're too late, we're too young, or we're too old to accept these things. There will always be people who will discourage us within the family, within our workplace, within our community. There will always be people who try to make fun of us if we profess to be saved. You must not give heed to such people. Like Bartimaeus, we must cry the more, Jesus, have mercy on me. Why is it that people are so half-hearted at seeking Christ? Why is it that they have so easily put off and discouraged? The answer is short and simple. They are not convicted of their sin. They're not convinced of the most important thing in life. They do not see the wickedness and the sinfulness of sin before a holy God. It is only when we see their guilt as it really is, then and only then will they never rest until they have found pardon and peace with God. Bartimaeus saw his need, and he would not let that opportunity go by. He must reach Jesus, and so he continued shouting. And we can be sure of this. No one ever called upon Christ in vain. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That fact has not changed. Bartimaeus had a genuine need. He had a real need, and he wanted that need met. And when Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" his immediate reply was, "Lord, I want to see." Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight, your faith has healed you." The Lord discerned the faith that was in the heart of this man. And so Bartimaeus was not only healed, but he was also saved. Christ has not changed, and he will do the same for anyone today who may call upon him as Bartimaeus did. He immediately received his sight. Bartimaeus saw that if his opportunity were lost, he may not get another. He took this opportunity in earnest, and he was wonderfully rewarded for doing so. When Jesus was making his way to Jerusalem to be crucified, we're told that Jerusalem knew not the day of her visitation. Jerusalem had a special season of mercy and privilege. The Son of God himself visited her. The greatest miracles that were ever seen were performed around her. The most wonderful preaching that was ever heard was preached within her walls. The days of our Lord's ministry were days of the clearest call to repentance and faith as ever any city received. But they were all disregarded. And Jesus declares that this disregard was one of Jerusalem's principal sins. And so there is one lesson that is of extreme importance, and that is that we should never disregard the visitations and the opportunities that we get. The one who resists the voice of conscience may be throwing away his or her last chance of salvation. That warning voice may be God's day of salvation. And you know, Jesus is passing this way today. Will you call upon him and know the joy of sins forgiven? What a change took place in this man's life, and what a change can take place in your life and in your family whenever you surrender all to Jesus. After Bartimaeus met Jesus, he saw that following Christ's way was better than going his own way. Immediately received his sight, he followed Jesus, praising God, and we're told, when all the people saw it, they also praised God. Whenever we have met with Christ, whenever we are saved, whenever we receive the spiritual sight, whenever we are delivered from the darkness of sin, then we will want to follow Christ and be in his presence. Bartimaeus praised God, but notice something else. And others who saw it praise God. And he was not like so many who receive God's good gifts and never think to lift their heart to praise him. You see, many profess to be Christians, but there's no outward evidence. They do not acknowledge it themselves, and others do not know it, and so they have no and might praise him. Let us leave this passage this morning with the assurance that Christ does not change. He is still able to change lives. He is still able to save. He is still able to change situations. He is still able to meet our greatest need. Now I asked a question I asked a short time ago. What do you consider to be your greatest need today? Is it still to get that job? Is it still to buy that new motor car? Is it still to get a lot of money? Or is your greatest need to meet the Savior? That Savior who came to this world at Christmas a long time ago to be our Savior. And that Savior who hung on the cross and who said, "It is finished." For he'd finished all that he'd come to do. I trust that today that we will consider in a serious way what is our greatest need, and not let the Savior pass by, but call upon him today. Jesus, have mercy on me. It was a day that you'll never forget. For no one ever calls upon the name of the Lord and are refused his attention. Bartimaeus knew what he wanted. He saw that his greatest need was to meet Jesus. He saw that his greatest opportunity had come. He saw that if he lost his opportunity, he may not get another one. He saw that following Christ's way was better than going his own way. And so today, Jesus passing this way, he may not pass this way again for you. Will you therefore think nothing about friends or about family or about workmates or about those in the community who may be a hindrance and cause you to falter? You will experience the miracle of becoming a new person in Christ Jesus. Today, we can meet Jesus. All you have to do is to call upon his name. Like Bartimaeus, and you will get the instant response from the Savior. Do not let this opportunity pass. You have been spoken to on many occasions in the past, in this congregation and other places. I trust that today will be a day when you want to meet Jesus. Let us pray. Eternal God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have seen the way that when Bartimaeus called upon Jesus, he received a wonderful reply. And I pray that today that many within this congregation, indeed many within this community, will see that their greatest need is to meet Jesus, and that they will surrender their lives to the Savior. For we ask it all in his name. Amen.